Exposed, Biden's secret labor trafficking pipeline from Mexico. By Neil Monroe on November 30, 2022. President Joe Biden's border chief is using Mexico-based migrant advocacy groups to smuggle off-the-books economic migrants into Americans' workplaces and housing. Border Chief Alejandro Mayorkas is allowing the progressive groups in Mexico to help job-seeking migrants file online legal requests for immigration parole. Many of the applications are quickly approved, so allowing the poor migrants to avoid the cartel's border taxes and to safely walk into the United States through the official ports of entry. This process allows economic migrants to take U.S. jobs and housing needed by poor Americans, even though many millions of Americans are poor and have fallen out of the workforce. The parole doorway was created by Congress to enable the legal entry of a small number of emergency cases, such as a foreign seaman suffering a heart attack. But the useful loophole has been hugely expanded by Mayorkas' Department of Homeland Security into a humanitarian parole freeway into Americans' workplaces. Agency data suggests that up to 100,000 southern migrants have been quietly delivered into the United States by Mayorkas, a Cuba-born, pro-migration zealot. The rising inflow is partly visible on a web page run by Mayorkas' agency. The page shows the dramatic rise in migrants registered at the official ports of entry by the Office of Field Operations Agency. Many of these migrants appear to be part of the parole pipeline, and the monthly inflow grew fivefold from October 2021 to 26,405 in October 2022. This increase is especially high in a few locations. In October 2021, for example, just 1,224 migrants crossed at Laredo. In October 2022, the Laredo inflow had increased tenfold to 13,986, according to DHS. It's the ultimate silent way to accomplish his objectives. They're not recorded as apprehensions, said George Fishman, a former immigration law staffer in the House. The stealthy route helps Biden, Mayorkas, and their anti-border allies in two ways, said Fishman, who now works with the Center for Immigration Studies, CIS. The lower the apprehension numbers, the better publicity-wise. Mayorkas can claim, look, I'm getting the border under control. Apprehensions are falling. But if the official numbers show declines, it is because people don't even need to try to enter illegally anymore when they're just going to be paroled in, legally. The second thing is that migrants don't have to commit a federal crime to cross. The government's parole pipeline was exposed by Todd Bensman at CIS. He told Breitbart News. I was in Tijuana and was able to learn that the shelters I was visiting were feeding people into this parole system, so I realized I was in a position to finally actually see this new way that they were letting people in that I've never been able to prove before. So I just followed the shelter system, by asking, hey, where are they letting them in? This is happening in Mexicali too, they said. When I got to Mexicali, I asked, where's the shelter where they end up and then go across? And they said, oh, it's over there. So I went over there and introduced myself and told them I'd like to do a story about it. Would they mind? And they said, no problem, come in. It wasn't any voodoo or magic. It was just a question of me asking to see it. Bensman posted a video of migrants using Mayorkas' parole pipeline. Bensman spoke to several of the migrants as they filed their parole applications. As she waited with 25 other selected immigrants for her legal ride to America, Maria told the Center for Immigration Studies, CIS, she'd left home figuring she would have to pay smugglers to cross her over the border illegally. But uptrail word from friends reached her downtrail by cell phone that the Biden administration had legally admitted them and many others from Mexicali under the new humanitarian parole program. They told Maria, this is real. This is really a real program. This is not a magic trick, she told Bensman. Maria came to Mexicali as soon as she could. A local migrant shelter took her in, and while she was fed and housed in relative security, American volunteers, lawyers, and activists helped her collect the documents America required. Just the right documented story of woe, a psychologist attesting to suffered traumas and fear of returning home, proof of citizenship and identity, a clear criminal background, need for urgent free American medical treatment, and a sponsor in the U.S. willing to financially support the applicant. The story Maria proffered is that she worked for a government official in Nicaragua whose homosexuality drew death threats from her ex-husband, also a government worker, against her and her boss. "I had to leave because I would be killed," she claimed. On that claimed basis, Maria was now waiting for a Mexican Immigration Service bus to drive her and 30 others in her group into America, still unable to believe her unlikely good fortune. "I am so happy, so happy," Maria said. The parole rules allow people to stay for a year but can be extended. So the award of parole to these economic migrants creates problems because asylum rules exclude economic migrants from getting green cards. But officials are trying to shift migrants out of the cartel's dangerous and expensive networks into U.S. government-managed pipelines, said Bentzman. "There's a conversion going on, a slow shift from the illegal channel into the legal channel because that official policy is to create pathways for safe, orderly, and humane migration," he said. Mayorkas deputies are trying to get as many people as they possibly can inside the country, in as many different ways as possible, and this parole pipeline way is especially attractive. That's why this method is ballooning like it is. Why they're having to expand the shelters, they can't keep up with the demand from migrants. The parole program is facing legal challenges. The parole pipeline is just one of many ways in which Biden's deputies are accelerating their extraction of extra renters, consumers, and workers from poor countries for subsequent use in the U.S. economy. For example, Biden's deputies have doubled the number of illegal migrants protected by the Temporary Protected Status Program, allowed more than 600,000 illegals to sneak across the border, and allowed roughly 2.3 million southern migrants to cross the border. They have also minimized the deportation of illegal migrants and overstaying workers. The administration is also ramping up the inflow of legal immigrants, visa workers, and illegal workers who arrive on B1/B2 tourist visas. This massive inflow is delivering roughly 7 migrants for every 10 berths. This labor inflow shifts the national economy towards investors and employers by forcing down Americans' wages. It is also boosting rents and housing prices, and it is reducing native-born Americans' clout in local and national elections. Since the 1990s, the inflow has pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of fields. The Mexican shelters that feed the parole pipeline are often funded and run by people working for American nonprofits, Bentzman said. In turn, the nonprofits are backed by corporate and progressive donors. American progressives working in the shelters do not talk, Bentzman added, because if the general public knew about this, they would demand that it be ended immediately. "That's why this is a gravy train for the nonprofit industrial complex," Bentzman said. I interviewed a Mexican shelter manager in Tijuana that is part of the pipeline on that side. I asked him, "Why do you suppose the nonprofits are fighting with each other for control over this?" And he said, "Why? Because they're making money. The nonprofits are all deeply enmeshed in Hollywood. These people are making money by raising funds back in Hollywood, and they've got a big revenue stream going on. For example, the business-funded group, Al Otro Lado, helps migrants cross the border via the parole pipeline. The Hollywood-busted, elite-backed Kids of Need of Defense group also helps migrants get into the parole pipeline. A huge network of elite-funded, government-funded, nonprofits also cares for and feeds migrants. This catch-and-release network also transport migrants to desired locations and trains them for jobs needed by Americans. The parole law has been used to let many economic migrants into the United States during 2021 and 2022. It was also used to admit tens of thousands of Afghans. Mayorkas and his deputies then used the parole claim to admit roughly 100,000 Ukrainians from safe countries in Europe into the United States. Officials are reportedly also using the pipeline to admit Haitian migrants, BorderReport.com wrote on August 24. San Diego, Border Report, about 120 asylum seekers who are members of the LGBT community are being allowed into the U.S. on a daily basis. Enrique Lucero, the director of the Migrant Affairs Office in Tijuana, said they are crossing the border at PED West, one of two pedestrian crossings at the San Ysidro port of entry. The migrants must show they have a disability, health issues or have been victims of discrimination or persecution back home, said Lucero. This is humanitarian parole. Bensman wrote November 21. Stealthily, perhaps with that in mind, DHS launched one early version of the handoff program in late 2021 in Reynosa, Mexico, where CIS discovered that Mexico was escorting hundreds of giddy immigrants every week for delivery to the Americans through a McAllen port of entry into Texas. Nowadays, though, the program delivers immigrants, at the least, from Tijuana to San Diego, Agua Prieta to Douglas in Arizona, Juarez to El Paso, Nuevo Laredo to Laredo, Reynosa to McAllen, and Matamoros to Brownsville, the shelter managers say. It's going on in interior Mexico too, they say. Extraction migration. Government officials try to grow the economy by raising exports, productivity, and the birth rate. But officials want rapid results, so they also try to expand the economy by extracting millions of migrants from poor countries to serve as extra workers, consumers, and renters. This policy floods the labor market and so it shifts vast wealth from ordinary people to older investors, coastal billionaires, and Wall Street. It makes it difficult for ordinary Americans to advance in their careers, get married, raise families, buy homes, or gain wealth. Extraction migration slows innovation and shrinks Americans' productivity. This happens because migration allows employers to boost stock prices by using stoop labor and disposable workers instead of the skilled American professionals and productivity-boosting technology that earlier allowed Americans in their communities to earn more money. This migration policy also reduces exports because it minimizes shareholder pressure on C-suite executives to take a career risk by trying to grow exports to poor countries. Migration undermines employees' workplace rights, and it widens the regional economic gaps between the Democrats' cheap labor coastal states and the Republicans' heartland and southern states. An economy fueled by extraction migration also drains Americans' political clout over elites and alienates young people. It radicalizes Americans' democratic civic culture because it gives a moral excuse for wealthy elites and progressives to ignore despairing Americans at the bottom of society, such as drug addicts. This diversify and rule investor strategy is enthusiastically pushed by progressives. They wish to transform the U.S. from a society governed by European origin civic culture into an economic empire of jealous identity groups overseen by progressive hall monitors. We're trying to become the first multiracial, multi-ethnic superpower in the world, Silicon Valley Representative Rohit Khanna, DCA, told the New York Times in March 2022. It will be an extraordinary achievement. We will ultimately triumph, he boasted. But the progressives' colonialism-like economic strategy kills many migrants. It exploits the poverty of migrants and splits foreign families as it extracts human resources from poor home countries to serve wealthy U.S. investors. Progressives hide this extraction migration economic policy behind a wide variety of noble-sounding explanations and theatrical border security programs. Progressives claim the U.S. is a nation of immigrants, that economic migrants are political victims, that migration helps migrants more than Americans, and that the state must renew itself by replacing populations. Similarly, establishment Republicans, media businesses, and major GOP donors hide the skew towards investors by ignoring the pocketbook impact and by touting border chaos, welfare spending, migrant crime, and drug smuggling. Many polls show the public wants to welcome some immigration. But the polls also show deep and broad public opposition to labor migration and to the inflow of temporary contract workers into the jobs needed by the families of blue-collar and white-collar Americans. This third-rail opposition is growing, anti-establishment, multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, and recognizes the solidarity that American citizens owe to one another.